Now it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, I think you're starting with a question this week, are you not?
Yeah, who I am indeed. Who was William Edmund Ironside?
Who indeed?
Just wondering how many people have heard of him, another name that we don't know of, but connected with Essex of the past.
Right.
William Edmund Ironside was a military man. He was known to his colleagues as Tiny on account of he was 6'4" in height. yes.
Right.
Oldie but goodie. William Edmund Ironside really came into his own during the war years when he was put in charge of coastal defences. And of course, the Essex coastline is only 20 miles from France. And we really did feel, particularly in 1940, when we really stood alone after the fall of France.
Essex coastline is only 20 miles from France?
I think so. I don't
well,
think
Dover so. Is. I don't know about
well,
I don't know about
well,
Essex.
There you go. Dover. Close.
That's Kent. Yes, okay.
Well, maybe a bit more. Yes. Yeah, but Dover, certainly. Mm. Yes, so, and remember, he's put in charge of coastal defences.
Right.
So, not just Essex. But yes, William Ironside came up with the idea of utilising the existing Napoleonic pillboxes that had been built during the latter part of the 1790s, when we were in danger of invasion from France, of course, during the Napoleonic and Revolutionary Wars.
Mm.
And he used those and adapted them for modern day use. And it's quite incredible the materials that he made use of to renovate these pillboxes and bring them up to date. I mean, we've even got accounts of him camouflaging them using shingle from the beaches, mm-hmm. also utilising old bed springs to do repairs yep. to these boxes. But his idea was to set up guns within the pillboxes, these small forts, much of which was underground, some of which was on ground level, obviously, for defensive purposes. They would be equipped with guns. In front of the pillboxes would be a minefield, and in front of that would be barbed wire. So his idea being that if the Germans landed on our coast, there would be a three-tier defence system. Mm. They've got to get through the barbed wire. If they got through that, they would have to get through the minefield. And then finally, the pillboxes would be manned by soldiers with heavy weapons.
They'd probably be shooting at them anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, he is a name that today we know very little about. But during the war years, we have every reason to be very grateful to William Edmund Ironside for his bright ideas at adapting our coastal defences. And his proud boast was that the Essex coastline was completely unland.
Impregnable.
Impregnable. Mm. Absolutely. Nobody could land on the Essex coastline because our defences were so good.
Okay, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
And what are you looking at next week?
Next week, I'm going to be looking at a suffragette, Sylvia Pankhurst.
Oh, right. Okay. Thank you.